Hello, Dr. Shaw's here, and it is wonderful and lovely to be back. It is our 25th podcast on teaching humanity remotely. Today, we are going to be discussing our seventh governing principle that guides effective communication with children, and that is to ensure that you have high expectations when you're speaking with your children and dealing with your children, and even having high expectations for yourself. Because really, the truth is, whatever position you hold, whatever value system you embrace, that is really what you're modeling for your children. So having high expectations, if you truly embrace that principle, you'll be modeling your high expectations for yourself and for your household, therefore your children, in everything that you do. So I'm just going to tell you a little story that is completely true. I've been lucky enough to be in warm weather for some of the winter. And the other day, my family and I were walking in our neighborhood, and it was after school. We were passing a house, and this is what I saw. Two children, maybe like twin girls, were maybe, I would say, first or second grade. They were riding their bicycles in a large driveway, and they had their helmets on. And when I looked at the car, the mother to the two children was on the phone. So she had her phone balanced on her shoulder while she was talking. So like the phone was between her shoulder and her ear on one side. And this is what she was carrying. She was getting her children's backpack and lunch boxes out of the car. So she had two backpacks hanging on an arm, two lunch boxes hanging on an arm, and then she had about four packages, like four bags of her own. And I just was with my partner, and I said, look at this. The girls were playing. They had enough time to get the bicycles out of the garage, get their helmets on, ride the bicycles. The mother was doing all the work. Now, you know that I believe children learn what we teach them. And I said to my partner, what do you think this mom is teaching her children? And he said, you know, you should write a book for parents. All these books are about what parents should do, and you should really write another book about what parents shouldn't do. And in a way, I thought that was really accurate, and I actually have started to write a book of what you shouldn't do. The picture right there is the perfect, a gift was given to me to be able to describe this perfect illustration to all of you. The mom doing all of the work that the children could obviously be capable of doing since they are already in school, since they're carrying their backpacks at school and carrying their lunch boxes and taking care of their belongings. The mom didn't need to do any of that. And I would say that that story illustrates having low expectations. Now, in my version, I would have my children doing everything that they can do for themselves because I have high expectations. And in my high expectation, they'd be taking their backpacks and they'd be taking their lunchbox and they would be being responsible and accountable for their belongings. And this is a perfect example of having high expectations. And this is just one of many. So in my classroom, let's say, children want to spell words. Let's say a child says, Mrs. Shaw, how do you spell hat? How do you spell cat? How do you spell dog? How do you spell cow? If I spelled the word for them entirely, what am I teaching them? I'm teaching them that I know how to spell these words and that they don't know how to spell these words. That's the piece. When you're dealing with children, you need to ask yourself before you respond, you need to say, what's going to be helpful? What's going to be harmful? What do they know? What do they need to know? So what I would do is I would just share the task. And again, sharing the task is a kind of scaffolding, right? I would say, what do you know about the word cat? And they would say, oh, I know the ending, the at family. That's right. How do you spell at? I spell it A-T. That's right. That's A-T. What letter goes k? Oh, it's C, C-A-T. So it's sort of like I'm letting them know that I'm going to help them until they really know how to spell it with mastery on their own. But my help is to assist them to get to that mastery level, not to do it for them. And I'm going to say another story that I am embarrassed to admit, but since we're friends now, and I need to admit and illustrate my mistakes, and this is a kind of mistake. This is an illustration of me having very low expectations for myself. When I was a teacher, I was lucky enough to have help in the classroom with fantastic assistants that were just amazing throughout my whole entire teaching career. And one of the things my assistants would do for me throughout my whole career is when I needed copies made, they would make copies for me at the copy machine. And I was a teacher for over 30 years, and therefore copying became a little more advanced. The machines were a little more complicated. They looked sort of monstrous to me. I never really learned how to make copies. That really wasn't the best strategy for my assistants to utilize with me. It really would have been better if my assistants taught me how to use the copy machine. And that's just an example of, I had low expectations for myself in that area. You know, I always had the help, so I didn't need to learn it. But really, it was kind of unempowering. What would happen if my assistant was absent? What would happen if I needed a copy immediately? So that was a mistake, and I learned from that, and now I would have higher expectations. It's just a little example. So, yes, sometimes we're in a hurry, right? Sometimes we're in a hurry. We need to get the kids out of the house. We need to have the kids get to school on time or go to the doctor or a play date, whatever it is. And sometimes we will do the work for our children. That happens because we're in a hurry. Now, there are two things that can happen in that situation. We can plan better to not be in a hurry, to lessen those kinds of ways in which we don't illustrate the follow through and the consistency of our own commitment in having high expectations because we're in a rush. That would be a very good thing to do, better planning on our part. But the other thing to do is, if you are in a hurry and you do more of the task than you should do because you're not needed. Your child should be doing the things that your child can do. Then you need to note and mark that and say, listen, just for today, because we're in a hurry, you know, I didn't calculate the traffic or the car accident on the road or whatever it is, you know, I'm going to do this for you. But really, you need to do this. And you also want your child to have a satisfaction. For instance, my low expectations of myself, never learning how to make the copies at school, for example, that didn't give me a sense of satisfaction of being independent in being able to make copies. So we also want to, while we're learning new skills, acquiring new skills, it's important for us to notice that in ourselves. Yes, in ourselves. Like, I can listen to my podcast and I can say, wow, the last podcast, I could have done this a little bit better. I could have been a little smoother. I wasn't so accurate. I want to not be so critical that I'm feeling bad about myself, but that I am being attentive enough to know how I can be better. And when I feel like I'm successful, I could take pride in that. So all those things also need to be marked for children. Wow, you know, I'm so proud of you that you're, you know, really getting to the habit of always putting your things away. You know, sometimes I may not comment on that because that is my expectation that you should be able to do that. But I want you to know that I am noticing that and I'm glad you're doing it. And how do you feel about doing it? Because I really hope that you're feeling glad about it, because it's important as we grow to be responsible to yourself, to your own things, and also to each other. It's nice the way you help with your little sister or brother. It's nice the way, you know, you do those things. That's the expectation. I make my bed every morning because I think it's really nice to, you know, it's welcoming to get into a made bed at the end of the day. And I want my child to make their bed. I'll share the task. I'll teach them how to do it. I have high expectations that they're going to be able to do it. But I also have high expectations for myself that I am going to do the work that is needed so that they can get to master that skill independently. That high expectation, that's why I said at the beginning of this podcast, it's across the board. I'm not just having it for my children. I'm holding myself to that same level of high expectation. Because we need to really remember and believe that children learn what we teach them. And if I teach them to be small, they'll be small. But if I teach them to go big, they'll get big. So it's about me feeling that the world is really at their fingertips, and I am going to give them everything I can. I'm going to set the stage for their success. And part of that is doing everything I can so they can independently be successful. And along the way, when they're making little gains towards that ultimate aim of independence, I am going to mark it and note it and compliment it very sincerely and very specifically. And I will even say, I'm noting this. I'm marking this. I want you to notice. You used to do this and now you can do that. You used to scribble and now you can draw. You used to write a letter and now you can write a word. You used to write a word and now you can write many words. You used to write many words and now you can write paragraphs. I want to note and mark that. It's nice to be complimented and it's nice to be noticed, but I also want children to know that the real reward doesn't really need the compliment or the noticing, because the real reward is intrinsic. That's like another element. But it's going to take time, and there should be celebration, and there should be evidence of growth. And until your children have like a self-extending system, until they are more aware of what they know and what they don't know, that metacognition, then I think it's really nice to, along the way, give them lots of reinforcement, verbal reinforcement and praise, but also let them know along the way while you're doing that, that there'll come a time where you might not do that anymore. And it doesn't mean that you're not proud of them or appreciating what they can do. It's just that you expect that they can do it, and their ability to do it should be the greatest reward for them. And that's what I have to say about having high expectations. I see that in the area of high expectations, it's like, I want to have the highest expectations I can have about the human race. And I'm going to achieve that by practicing my humanity every day and by embracing all of the people in my circle to practice their humanity, because I have high expectations and we're all in this together. Until next time, I hope you're finding these governing principles useful and rewarding. I hope that you're really implementing them. As a teacher, I always felt that it was critical that we are partners in children's education. I have a certain kind of knowledge, but I don't want to be the only one at the table with this kind of knowledge, because it's not empowering for the people that I'm sharing with. What is really truthful is that as a teacher, the best teachers are the best students. And as a lifelong learner, it was in my teaching that I got to learn so much. So when we work together in this podcast, please make sure that you are actually implementing the recommendations. The recommendations by themselves, they're interesting to think about, but until they're practically applied, they won't be useful. They won't be useful to you and your family. So there is something that is up to each family who's listening to these podcasts to have to do. You have to change some of the ways in which you were parenting before. Now that we're talking about these governing principles, once you utilize them, you will see that they are really helpful and they will give you what you're after, which is to have effective communication, because we respond to these truths and it will build the quality relationships that you're hoping to establish with your children. So until next time, please visit my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. I have a new book that is up and it's about children with different abilities and how to learn about these different abilities and ensure that children with differences can become friends. Until next time, be well, stay healthy. Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Dr. is abbreviated DR, and the 1 is the number 1, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.